Ocean FM.
Underneath the dark spotlights, the sad remains of my life. You fooled me once and you fooled me twice. You had me going crazy. You made me feel like I was wrong when I was right all along. But now I'm singing this heartbreak song. I can't believe I called you a lady. How could I have been so blind? I finally opened up my eyes. Moving on is like a merry-go-round. Around, 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 I'm stuck in the ground.
Of all the days I spent putting up with the rules you bent. It's too late now, the paper's sent, and now we sit in silence. I wish I never looked your way, 'cause now the hate is on replay. No more games, no words to say. Got sick of your hate for a
Chuck, Arts Northwest. You're very welcome to Arts Northwest. That was a taste of Grooveline, the young Manor Hamilton band that has been awarded the National Gaelic Song Winners 2019 at Iarrachtas na Gaeilge. Grooveline arose from the annual rock school that takes place here in the Glen Centre, where we're broadcasting from on Ocean FM. It features Bronwyn Kirwan on drums, Tarek O'Snuddy on guitar and vocals, Evan Jerry on vocals, guitar and saxophone, Glenn Feely on bass guitar, and Matthew Connolly on guitar and vocals. Fine talent there, with a wonderful future ahead of them with their own composition that was recorded at the Blue Room Recording Studio in 2020. We'll have a track from them to finish the show later on. On tonight's show, we're going to feature another tale from Drumshee Days by Dark Daughters Productions, featuring Maura Logue and David Eisen, which is a gentle, nostalgic look back at life in small town Donegal over 50 years ago. This one is entitled The Bingo Bus.
Nora Gallagher back again with another story from Drum Shee, that wee hidden gem in the heart of Donegal. We're looking back at 1960, when I was still 29 forever, and I worked at the Rainbow's End Hotel for the Bowl Nancy Dolan. Father Maloney was the priest in the parish in those days. Father Maloney was always thinking of money-making schemes. He was very anxious in 1960 on account of the competition from Nancy Dolan and the Rainbow's End Hotel. He would even announce publicly to anyone who would listen, "Nancy Dolan is entertaining gentlemen at all hours. How they can afford it puzzles me, leaving their hard-earned money behind the bar counter." The truth of the matter was, Father Maloney was fearful that they were leaving all their hard-earned money at Nancy's bar and were forgetting the parish collection plate. Father Maloney knew he needed a money spinner that would put Nancy Dolan and the Rainbow's End Hotel in the shade. Well, didn't he come up with the best of an idea, with a little help from his parish advisers, the Merry Widows, Nan and Nabla. They decided that bingo would get the parishioners back to the parish hall. The parish hall had been quiet since the Strabane Boys band were sent packing by Father Maloney. But bingo would bring the money back into the parish funds. Father Maloney was sure of that. Father Maloney went on a mission. He got all the accoutrements, the bingo blower machine, the bingo balls and the bingo books. He had Rory McCann, his right-hand man, as bingo caller. The Merry Widows took care of the bingo book selling at the door. Maisie and Buddy Shan were on supper room duties, and I was on cloakroom duties, as I thought, until I met Father Maloney. "Nora Gallagher, you won't be needed tonight on cloakroom duties. People will be keeping their coats on." In other words, Father Maloney wanted to avoid putting on the two electric bar heaters to save on the heating costs. The first bingo game in Drum Shee was on the first Saturday in May 1960. Didn't Father Maloney come up with another smart plan when he hired Hugh John's minibus, or as it became known after that, as the Bingo Bus? The Bingo Bus would pick up from any part of the townland. The bingo bus even lifted ones up that lived near enough to walk. The bingo bus was packed, for everybody loves to win some lucky cash. The bingo bus that Saturday night was the crack. You know, there were women that hadn't been out of the house for years seen on the bingo bus. Sure weren't they laid and lifted to the front door by Hugh John? Why wouldn't they? I had never been to a bingo game, and seemingly neither had half the parish. For I remember standing at the door of the parish hall, chatting to the O'Malley clan, all 12 of them, with the mammy, when I saw the bingo bus arrive, and it full to the brim. Hugh John tooting the horn boldly to move stragglers out of his way, for he was determined to park right at the front door of the parish hall. And when all had spilled out of the bingo bus, the parish hall was packed to the gunnels. Maya Rua was first always at the parish dances, if you remember. Well, wasn't she first at the bingo too? Maya Rua told me she was sure she was going to win.
Nora Gallagher, me luck is in. I saw two magpies today, two for joy. Aru pity it wasn't six magpies, six for gold, Nora. But two's hopeful, isn't it, Nora?
I told her it was, and I wished her well, and I watched her as she waddled on in to get the best seat up near the stage, and her sure, her luck was in. As people gathered, there were lots of hellos and quick chats, but soon everybody settled down to this new game called bingo. Even Hugh John, the bingo bus driver, bought a bingo book. Sure, how could he not, with the Merry Widows clattering the biscuit box with the takings in it in front of him? Father Maloney came onto the stage with Rory McCann, his right-hand man. He made his announcements, as he loved to do. He announced that Rory was the bingo caller, and we all clapped. He announced that any profits gathered over the weeks would go into the parish funds, and we all clapped. He announced the rules of the bingo game, and he told us of the cash prizes, 5 shilling, 10 shilling, 1 pound, 5 pound, and the star prize of the night, the big cash prize, he said, was £20, and we all clapped louder. I daydreamed about what I would buy if I won £20, and I nearly missed the first number called out by Rory McCann, Father Maloney's right-hand man. But Rory was the right man for the job. He had a great voice, and he was always dapper, was Rory, ever since he was a wane. An eligible bachelor was Rory McCann, Father Maloney's right-hand man. That's if you could stand the holiness of him. If you could stand the listening to him going on and on about saints and martyrs and pilgrimages and his devotion to St. Christopher. But saying all that, I have to say, Rory McCann, Father Maloney's right-hand man, was just the man for the job at the bingo in the parish hall that night. I was sitting beside Jimmy Rua the Red and half deaf in one ear Mary T, the happy couple. They were late developers in matters of love. Mary T and Jimmy Rua the Red shared one bingo book between them. On account of poor Mary T and her worry about hearing the caller, Rory McCann, Father Maloney's right-hand man. The very first bingo game in Drumshee Parish Hall got underway, and we all picked it up quickly. You could have heard a pin drop. Not a sound in the hall. The concentration was severe. Looking up and down the lines had us all occupied. As the game went on, instinct told us someone was going to win soon. But who? Then up comes a shout. Check! Are you no better man? It was Petey the Post. He had won the first line of the night for a 10 shilling note. Nancy Dolan would be getting that 10 shilling note. Sure wasn't Petey the Post one of her regulars. Two fat ladies, 88. Clickety click, 66. Up to Tricks 46, Duck and Dave 25. Rory had all the bingo lingo learned by heart. Oh, that made us smile. The games went on and the excitement built. Cheaper suddenly didn't weigh Yerua in a fluster, push back the chair she was on. She stands up, waving her book, screeching out, "Check! Check!" She hands the book across the row to be checked, her grinning with excitement. Aru, Lord save us, hadn't my Yerua got the marking wrong? Aru, she didn't get the lines right, the crather. No win, no winnings. Poor my Yerua, her luck flew out the door after that. Jimmy Rua the Red, her brother, sitting beside me, went bright red with the shame of it. Aru, I suppose he wasn't called Jimmy Rua the Red for nothing. Rory McCann, Father Maloney's right-hand man, had begun again. All heads were down, and we all sighed a sigh of relief. Sure, we still had a chance to win that house for a £5 prize. Silence again, until a shout came from the back of the hall. It was one of the forestry men, new to the place. The handsome Johnny Maguire. Well, he too would be leaving his £5 win behind Nancy's counter later. That I knew. For wasn't he boarding at the Rainbow's End Hotel? You know this, people were more reverent at the bingo than at the chapel. There was always talking at the chapel, especially down the back. But it was a different kettle of fish at the bingo, in the parish hall. It was like a hallowed place, such devotion to numbers. There was certainly no chatting at the bingo. Well, there might have been a wee quiet shuffle of bodies shifting in chairs with contained excitement, or a few coughs and sniffles gathering momentum as it got contagious as the excitement built. But I'd say Father Maloney was jealous at the attention and the devotion they all gave to the bingo. All of them had their eye on the prize. There was an interval where tea was served in the supper room. Well, what a stampede that was. The queue was out the door of the supper room after a few minutes, because I can tell you we were all in need of a cup of tea. Our nerves were shook, waiting on that word. Check. Maisie and Betty Shan behind the counter were soon sweating with the rush for service, and then the interval was over, and there was a sudden mass exodus from the supper room. Buns were left half-eaten. Tea was left half-drunk. No one wanted to miss the next bingo game, and in the blink of an eye, the only thing left in the supper room besides Maisie and Betty Shan was a cloud of sweet afton smoke. All were back to the business of numbers quicker than you could say Jack Robinson. Silence descended in the hall. The serious business of listening and marking had begun again. The games continued. But divil the win for me. The prizes all went to good homes, though. The £20 went to the O'Malley house, for didn't the mammy win the big cash prize? The bingo bus driver, Hugh John, he won a 10-shilling note. I remember a cheer went up when he won, for everybody loved Hugh John. The bingo game finished at around 10 o'clock. There was a lock of happy ones heading home with extra cash in their pockets, smiles on their faces. The bingo bus driver, Hugh John, waited to take ones home. Well, he had to wait till the goodbyes and the quick gossip whisperings were done with before he got them all on board. I heard that the crack was 90 on the bingo bus on the way home. Jerith of the Meadows, who barely grunted a hello when he met you on the road, did a hornpipe up and down the aisle of the bingo bus with Hugh John Lilton in celebration of his £10 win. Well, now, wait a minute. Not his win, exactly. It was the wife, Agnes, that won the £10. But in yon house, what's hers is his. Those walking home headed merrily over to the Rainbow's End Hotel, especially when they saw the turf smoke and heard the record player music coming from the bar. If it wasn't the stout that attracted them, it was the hate and a song. All were in good humour after the big bingo game. Rory McCann, Father Maloney's right-hand man, was even smiling. Been played with offers of drink for the grand job he'd done as bingo caller. But a man can only drink so much Robinson's barley water. Rory McCann, Father Maloney's right-hand man, wore the pioneer pin, you see. Never touched a drop in his life, and never would, he used to say. Father Maloney wasn't doing much smiling. He was scunnered at the thought of folks heading over to the Rainbow's End Hotel and those cash prizes being transformed into alcohol. Well, that was a miracle that only Nancy Dolan could perform. For the rest of us, it had been a wild good night out. The bingo game was a winner with everyone. And don't be talking about the shenanigans afterwards at the Rainbow's End Hotel. Nancy Dolan playing her music on the record player and the crowd singing along. I'll let you into a secret. What I remember most about that particular night wasn't the bingo game, as much as it being the night that Johnny Maguire, the forestry man, and the bingo winner bought me a drink. Oh, Nancy Dolan was cheeky that night. She kept playing love songs on yon record player and her winking over at me, knowing full well she was shaming me. Well, you couldn't be up to Nancy Dolan. So there you have it. That was the famous night of the first ever bingo at Drumshee, when the bingo bus brought the flock back to the parish hall and luck with it. Nancy Dolan made money. Hugh John made money. Someone's won money. And I got a bingo winner, a forestry man, to buy me a drink. Well, I suppose we all have Father Maloney to thank for bringing us all that good luck.
That was Dark Daughter's production of The Bingo Bus from their series Drumshee Days, which we have featured over the last year here on Arts Northwest, broadcasting from the Glen's Arts Centre in Manor Hamilton with myself, Brendan Murray. And we'll be hearing from Dark Daughter Productions again later in the summer, and we'll have another one around Christmas time. Many thanks to Maura Logue and David Eisen. We're going to finish up with another track from the debut EP by Manor Hamilton band Groove Line, which was released in December. This is Final Line, and you'll be able to check out the EP on Spotify. Wempshire, Brendan Murray, Rogade Salon. Many thanks to Mark Gavin on sound, and thanks to our sponsors Pubble, the Arts Council, and Leitrim County Council. Dean Kachok's and Ella Gok Bua Agus Kjol. This is Groove Line with Final Line.
The final line is here, and hope is near, but my heart remains broken. It's my chance to be heard, but the fight endured. My rage was awoken. Life and death, my comrades laid to rest. Cannons fire on the beat. We are facing defeat. Look what I have become, necking this glass of rum. Drown my sorrows in. Singing Jockey, our love.